Good afternoon. The Australian share market's been under pressure in the early part of the session, which is what people were anticipating given the futures were pointing to a weaker open. But as we approach lunch, the market's off its worst levels of the session, but it's still down by about 0.25%. So it's been quite a busy morning. Why don't we start off with the most topical outcome, which has been the June unemployment report. The unemployment rate remains steady at 5.2%. And there were only 500 jobs added to the economy over the course of the period, which obviously appears to be quite anemic. But when you delve into the numbers a little more deeply, what is revealed is that full-time employment actually had a solid gain over the course of the month. We saw about 21,000 full-time jobs added to the economy, and that was at the expense of part-time jobs, which were down around the same amount. So quite a few moving parts to this. Bottom line, in terms of the market's reaction, it appeared as though a much weaker result was being priced in. The consensus for the market was a 15,000 job increase, so short of that. But in terms of what this means for interest rates, the RBA would still be of the mind that they will wait to see how the previous two rate cuts have panned out in recent months. They'll also be paying careful attention to see what sort of support the government's tax cuts have delivered to household sentiment. So it's still a work in progress, and probably nothing changing too much in terms of the expectations for another rate cut later on in the year. So the impact on the markets is, as I said, the stock side of things off its worst levels of the morning. Banks are under pressure across the big four lenders. The ANZ's down by about 0.75%, so that's where much of the weakness is being concentrated. Gold stocks are doing quite well as a group today. Alacia stands out with a 5% improvement. They've announced the sell down of an asset, which the market has celebrated. Energy stocks are generally weaker. Oil Search is down by around 4%. Woodside Petroleum is down by around 2%, having reported quarterly production numbers. Production was down due to planned maintenance. Revenue was down due to lower LNG prices. So that wasn't necessarily out of step with what the market was expecting. CIMIC is a big disappointment, down by around 18%, a massive decline on the back of a first half profit result, which missed expectations. Their profit coming in at around $367 million. On the other side of the coin, Lendlease up by a very sprightly 4%. They've announced a new initiative with Google, where they're going to be building projects in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the tech stocks are actually doing quite well, even though technology stocks were under pressure in US trade, and Netflix stood out as a disappointment in that neck of the woods with their earnings numbers. Appen's up by about 2%, WiseTech Global up by 1%, and Altium is up by 1%. The Aussie dollar bounced a little bit off the back of those employment numbers, trading back towards 70.2 US cents.